Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio. G-Mash, get money and start hating.
Hey, dig this. Don Faye, forever always yourself. Family or nothing, Northside riding. Letting you know you now tuned in and need to stay tuned in every Tuesday and every other Saturday to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio 100.
Hey, yo, it's the Game Changer Center, a.k.a. at Sin City SRE. And you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on the Next to Blow Radio. Hey, yo, make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday and every other Saturday with the lovely Miss
Queen. Next to Blow! Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, Pando. You know it's Miss Queen T and Magasia. Next to Blow, Mr. J.
Hey, what's good? What do y'all already know? It's Sugar Bear, Sugar Beezy, Christina Dot Inglewood, and I'm rocking with your girls, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, on the Next to Blow radio show.
Next to Blow, Next to Blow, 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 Next to Blow radio, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, let's get it, it's major.
Hey, what up? It's them super sexy STL R&B boys,
Mo Trey. We holding down this R&B thing with our girls, Miss Queen T and Magasia.
And they got the whole world locked in right now, listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah, and you already know that we Next to Blow.
Mo Trey.
Hashtag Team Open.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, man. A.K.A. Larry J. Blige, man. I'm representing Six Man. Six Man is in the building. Six Man Radio. But right now, it ain't about Six Man Radio. It's about my sisters, Magasia and Miss Queen T, man. Next to Blow Radio. Y'all check them out, man, and show them love and support, or I'm going to punch you right in your esophagus. Six Man, y'all. Super.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Wow. Good. It's your girl, Miss Queen T and Magasia. What's up, Magasia? How you doing?
Hey, mommy, I'm good. How are you?
I am sick, but I'm good. I'm glad we're on. We're moving. I want to apologize to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that have been waiting on the line, you know what I'm saying? But tonight we got a hot show for y'all, so make sure y'all stay tuned in, Magasia. Let everybody know what's going on tonight and who we got.
Most definitely. I'm already on the floor, go live. Tonight we're gonna have a hot ass show. We have our girl Rashida from Love and Hip Hop BTL. Now we're on VH1 last night with Chris Melly. And we also have our boy, Drummer Boy, who is on live later on tonight. If this is your first time tuning in to the Magasia show, make sure you dial 718-664-9115 and make sure you press 1 to go live. When you press 1 to go live, you'll hear a young lady say you're nice to you. That's letting us know that you guys would like to go live and we'll ask the calls according to how they come in to the switchboard. And if you'd like to go on the website so you can chat up with us and whatnot, go ahead and type in your browser www.blogtalkradio.com/next to blow radio.
let's go ahead and bring Magasia back in. Magasia.
Yes, can you hear me? Yep, yep, yeah,
hello.
I hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I can definitely hear you. I, you know, something wrong with the switchboard right now. I'm not sure what's going on. You know, let's go ahead and get into a call, a song. Magasia, you got a request real quick?
Well, let's hear some Motrey.
Yay, Motrey.
Please open. I love their drop that they sent us. That drop was real hot and sexy, so keep sexy all the way, team open. So let's get into a little bit of Motrey right now.
Sorry, y'all, the internet's acting so funny. Y'all got bear with me. We're going to get into some Motrey. These are doing some St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, R&B group right out of STL. They will be here in Columbus, Ohio, where I'm at, August 30th, so y'all in the Ohio area, make sure y'all come out, Club Burns, and we're going to get it in. But right now, we're going to get into that track, Crush, featuring Ebony Eyes.
We can get it done tonight. They look at me, I make they mouth drop. Everybody stand still like time stop. Watch how they go from my pretty face to below my waist, wanting to participate. Kid is straight. I tell the mother dudes to go on, cause I'm turned on, smelling you with your cologne on. Little black dress with my heels and my thong gone. Backbone slipping, tell the DJ throw my thong on.
I step up in the club, half blowed with my stunners on.
Thank you.
Hey, what up? It's them super sexy STL R&B boys, Mo Trey.
We holding down this R&B thing with our girls, Miss Queen T and Magasia.
And they got the whole world locked in right now listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah, and you already know that we Next to Blow.
Mo Trey.
Hashtag Team Open.
Okay. Shout out to Mo Trey, man. They're very talented. Make sure y'all check them out, www.motrey3.com. And, yeah, great R&B group right there. But we're going to get into some callers right now. Let's go ahead and try this again. Caller 972.
What it do? You know it's your boy, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Team No Filter, West Coast Stand Up. What it do?
Boo-boo-boo.
Oh, I forgot. My bad, Mr. Boo-boo-boo, now me.
What's going on? Hey, for y'all that don't know, Dope Ass Music will be our special guest next week.
Man, that's what's up. I'm bringing No Filter. The next to blow.
Hey, oh yeah. Let me filter my mouth right now. I ain't gonna say nothing. Anyways, okay, let everybody know about this mixtape you got.
Hey man, you know the Dope Ass Music Presents mixtape is going bananas. Everybody is, you know, showing love. You know, saying it's me producing all the beats. Other artists getting on it all across the nation. You can get it on Catpimp. You can get it on Reverb Nation. You can get it on SoundCloud. You can get it on Blast Your Thoughts. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And we got some hot tracks on that. And where can you get that again? Let everybody know where they can get that one more time.
It's Dope Ass Music Presents Volume 1. Catpimp. Blast Your Thoughts, SoundCloud, and Reverb Nation.
Hey, all the major websites.
You got some
hot bangers on there. You know what I'm saying? You got Miss Denia on there too. You know, I love that site. I like that 1072 track. You know what I'm saying? So.
What? Yeah, that's 701, baby. 701. Hey, but my man, Hokies, he uploaded a new song to the switchboard for me today. You know what I'm saying? It's my man, me, and my man, Bugs Bizarre. It's called On Broadway. You know what I'm saying? So I was listening to Posse on Broadway the other day, and I was like, oh, that, you know, that took me back. I was like, hey, Bugs, you know what I'm saying? Let them know how we do on Broadway out here in the Bay. So I had to make a new track called On Broadway with me and my man, Bugs Bizarre.
Oh, good. Hey, is that the track that you was telling me about the other day?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm looking for that right now. I'm sorry. Y'all got to bear with me because my switchboard, I'm using somebody else's computer. And
also, while we wait for the switchboard to get right, So go ahead and tell them about your show that you have on Mondays on No Filter.
I'm on Blog Talk Radio every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's the No Filter Radio Show where we talk about everything. When I say everything, everything. Hashtag hamburger. And if you want to laugh, you better have a shit bag because you're going to relieve yourself listening to this damn show. It is hilarious. And you know what I'm saying? Queen T, no. I go in, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm skinny dipping.
Yo, dope. I'm not seeing it. I don't know what's up with the switchboard, but I am not seeing it at all. All right,
well, you know what I'm saying? Is that Angel on the 1 and 2s?
No, it's Miss Queen T on the 1s and 2s today.
Oh, so you just you on the 1s and 2s? Well, go ahead and slap whatever dope ass music you want to slap today. Now I mean.
Okay, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and slap my favorite song by Dope Ass Music, you know what I'm saying, because I don't give a what about you haters, I don't give a what about what the fuck you think, I don't give a what.
Fuck you, me.
Let's go.
Dope Ass Music. I'm gonna need y'all to get real cranked up in here.
Dope Ass Music.
cause this my what?
Ass music.
Here we go. Man in my ride, swerving left and right. What? Wet feet, set, sipping, brand and white. Either on the block, or I'm in the club.
Middle finger to the law, niggas gripping my bar.
I don't give a what. I don't give a what. Tell him again, tell him again. I don't give a what. Tell him again, tell him again. I don't give a what. Tell him again, tell him again. Rolling through straight baboon, killer attitudes and tattoos. Yeah. Squad that mobs in the click feels like a blood suck. Gang of riders, Nike tires and Bayside. Niggas with hot tempers, truth tellers, no lies. Gorilla pistol, sick giving out. Straight beats down, no clowns, greeted for the cheddar. Mommy Bella, making stress, taking slow and dope. Take me straight up, back up your hoe and your dope.
Hey,
if
hey,
you
come
let us mobbing, call us Batman and Robin. To 11:27:30 around. Then the night alone, burning gloves and me must show the trust and Tommy gun. Reassess the threat if you think your folks won't stop. No turning back to rap when we attack. We overreact. Quick and big, mic fully loaded. They come and strap. Mullet fed, cause our semis always sleep fully packed. In the truck, we do it up.
We
don't give a what. In my ride, swerving left and right.
What?
Wet feet, set, sipping, grand and white. Either on the block, or I'm in the club.
Middle finger to the law, niggas gripping my ball.
I don't give a what. I don't give a what. I tell him again, tell him again.
Yeah.
I don't give a what.
Tell him again, tell him again.
Yeah. I don't give a what.
Tell them one more
time.
Yeah.
Don't give a shit. Cars, Cali, swags in this district. Ducky Fresh in this bitch. Bitch,
yeah,
a white bitch. Bitches and malicious with spit. Hear it like a megaphone. Fucking like he's ready to take a gander.
Huh?
Dizzy, pissy, drunk. Yeah, I'm off swimming. Yelling, I'm selling, trying to catch. Waiting, cause when I'm hating, just meditating and expecting. While they gravitating, I'm conversating and penetrating. Smooth ass slack on the ass, like a tycoon, like a monsoon devastation. When I pass through, ragged up, stamed up, with a pocket full of cash. Ass up, straight gut, as I tear it up, they break. No wait, get your things and just go. No talk, no show, ask for ass, leave the dough. Don't care, who cares, no number, just rubber, so don't quit.
That was my boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's.
Dope Ass Music. Hey, Dope, I should be your tag.
Dope Ass Music.
Hey, you should be the tags in the beats.
Hey. I should be your tag. Dope. I gotta say it sexy. Hold up. Dope Ass Music.
Tag me again. I need to get royalties. I'd have to pay
for
royalties.
You'd
be all
crazy. Oh, crazy. Yo, Dope, tell them again where they can find you, Twitter, Facebook, and all that good stuff.
All right, well, you know what I'm saying? I am the infamous Mr. Googleable, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, for everybody who's remedial. That is DopeAzzMuzik. You can find me everywhere. Make sure you pick up that mixtape. It's slapping. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out my radio show on Blast Your Thoughts Blog Talk Radio every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure y'all tune in to my homegirl, Queen T, and Magassier, because it rhymes with Hennessy, every Tuesday, because they next to blow. I'm next to blow, too. Ah!
Yeah.
I mean,
they like that. Yo, Dope, we appreciate you for rocking with us, and don't go nowhere, okay?
Man, I'm on here. Loving hip-hop.
Yeah, shout out to
Chantel. Shout out to Timmy Turner from the 305 that's tuned in right now. I got it locked. I just want to say my little speech right quick. If you're just now tuning in to the Miss Queen T. Magasha show, make sure you press that 1 to go live. When you press 1, you're going to hear a lovely young lady say, "You are now in cute." When she says you are now in cute, that's letting us know that you are ready to go live. So press that. So press 1. You're like, "Oh, shit, it says you are now in cute." That's what it is. We're going to take the calls as they come in. So please do bear with us.
Yep, and we should be having our guest call in real soon, so stay here on hold for that. And that being said, we're going to take some more callers. Shout out to everybody in queue. I see all the area codes, you know, from the 786-678-302, the 770-614-612-651-757-901, you know what I'm saying, and so much more. So make sure y'all press that 1 when y'all ready to go live. We're going to get into a caller calling from the
786-863. Hello. Hi. You're live. Hi. Hello.
Okay. They shy, girl.
Oh, yeah, Timmy Turner, your phone was going cam with the background, so we took you live, and your background's coming crazy, so when you're ready, go ahead and press.
All right, we're going to get into another caller from the 614-774. Who is this?
That'd be me. That'd be L.I. Once again, a song.
L.I.
What's
up? What's
up? You already know I've been tweeting about y'all all day long. Telling the world who's the next to blow.
Definitely. Let them know where you're calling from and let them know if you next to blow.
All right, y'all, next to blow. This is Lyrical Incisions representing at 614 or 513 Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio.
That's what it is.
We're having the next to blow.
Yeah.
Miss Queen T.
What's up, Ella? Lyrical
Incisions. got some wonderful news to drop on the world.
Oh, what is that? Let us know.
Probably within the next 12 to 24 hours, I'll be the new signee of SMG Universal Records.
Uh-oh. Congratulations.
Yes, appreciate it. Round of applause. Make that ass clap.
Round of applause.
Yo, feeling good, though, man. It's been a long time coming. I just got to thank the Lord of, you know, giving me the opportunity to shine and having people believe in me.
And we believe in you for real. And, you know, I fuck with you heavy out here. So let everybody know they can find some more of your music and introduce one of your tracks. I'm actually trying to pull up one of your tracks right now. My switchboard is acting real funny, which is very
So, yo, you can actually find me, just point blank period, on the Twitter. You can find Lyrical Incisions on the Facebook. Actually, I just posted up some things on YouTube, so you can hit up Lyrical Incisions right there and just actually see us clowning. We set somebody on fire and pushed them off of the third story building last week, too, so you can hit that up, too.
Okay.
All right.
I quiet y'all
get
real quick now. I
didn't
do that.
Yo, this dude is so funny. I'm sorry, y'all. Make sure y'all follow him. I'm trying to get him to get his Twitter game up. So he needs to learn. So make sure y'all follow him. Go ahead and spell your Twitter name for everybody.
No, it's LYRICALINCISION. With the S at the end, too. Yeah, y'all make sure that y'all hit up Next to Blow every single time that we getting ready to go on air. How about that?
Every day. Yeah.
We over here, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Columbus, Ohio, man. I fuck with you heavy. Yo, Lyric, go ahead and introduce this Get Nasty track.
Hey, the world. Hey, listen, I want everybody to just get butt-ass naked for me real quick.
Oh, Lord. Wait, I gotta do that right now. Hold on, wait. Okay, go ahead.
Let me hear the ball. Here we go. All right. Check this out, yo. Get Nasty, coming from Columbus, Ohio. Go by the name of Lyrical Incisions. And this is Next to Blow Radio. Get to know.
Yeah. CCO in the building.
I wanna see her get nasty, downright trashy. I know when we leave the club, she'll be classy. Before the next couple hours, shake that shit. Yeah, right on my dick. I love the way you twisting your hips. You drive me crazy when you're licking your lips. You got me buying your drinks. It's on my face, girl. You know what I think. I hope she don't mind me rolling the dank. A few dollars in my pocket, please believe I got more in the bank. Let's get it cracking. Girl, stop acting. You're feeling on my pants, so you know a nigga packing. I'm not lagging, I'm not macking. Bottom line, baby girl, I'm just asking.
I wanna see you get nasty.
When you hit the door, bring that ass to the floor.
I wanna see you get nasty.
Drop it down real low, then bring it back up real slow.
I wanna see you get nasty.
Bring it from side to side, twerk that thing all night.
I wanna see you get nasty.
You ain't got nothing to hide, if you're wrong, I'm doing it right.
I wanna see you get nasty.
Nasty,
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 nasty.
Nasty.
A big old donkey booty and some frat ass bread. Got me looking at an empty wallet, ain't nothing left. Bouncing up and down the pole. Every booty hoes got me ready, put the milk up in her Cheerios. Sexy hoes say whoa, rhythm of a gigolo. Two C's, one O, motherfucker, let them know. Hypocritical, individual. Do the monkey, let me see you get down on the floor. I wanna see it drop like some fat girl's tits. And she got me hypnotized the way she swing them hips. One by one, they fall, and I'm liking it. So legit, got my manhood hard as a brick.
I wanna see you get nasty.
When you hit the door, bring that ass to flow.
I wanna see you get nasty.
Drop it down real low, then bring it back up real slow.
I wanna see you get nasty.
Bring it from side to side, twerk that thing all night.
I wanna see you get nasty.
You ain't got nothing to hide, if you're wrong, I'm doing it right.
I wanna see you get nasty.
Nasty,
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 nasty, nasty.
Nasty,
nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty,
nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty,
hey, that's my boy, Lyrical Incisions, straight out of Columbus, Ohio. Shout out to my boy, Yo Ally.
You know it, you know it. Yo, good looking out next to Blow. Do your thing. I love, love what's going on.
Hey, we appreciate you. And shout out to you, too, when I have watched you perform that song. You know what I'm saying? And you got to put my name in it while you was performing it. So that's just funny right there. I appreciate that love right there.
No doubt, no doubt. Yo, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. It's your boy signing
Yo.
Off, you know?
All right. Don't go nowhere, okay, because we're about to get into our first interview of the night. And also I want to shout out my boy Buck City. He called in, too. He wanted to go live, but we got to get into our first interview of the night. So, you know, Buck City tune in, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him as well. So make sure you tune in. Don't go nowhere, okay? All right. So, and that being said, y'all, we're about to get into this interview by my girl, Rich.
the, you know what I'm saying, the boss lady. You know what I'm saying, straight out of ATL. What's up, Rashida? How you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm good.
I'm good. It's your girl, Miss Queen T. and Magasia. Welcome to the Miss Queen T. and Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. Let everybody know who you are, where you come from, and, you know, what exactly is it that you do. I'm sure they already know. If they don't, they slow. But let everybody know.
I am Rashida, a.k.a. the Boss Chick, a.k.a. the Georgia Peach. You might know me from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. You also may know me from, you know, that female empowering hood music that I drop all the time, independent artists representing the ACL to the fullest, baby.
Hey, stay like that.
All right.
So when is it that you discovered your talent? At what age?
You know what? I think I always was one of them kids who, like, played a bunch of sports and just always had something going on. I started loving music. I mean, you know, really, really young. I fell in love with hip-hop and the stories and, you know, how it just made you feel when you would hear a lot of the old school music before it was all turned into this crazy business it's turned into. It was something that you wanted to be a part of, and the stories were real, and you felt like, damn, this music makes me feel good. It makes you remember times in your life. And I would look at that as a young girl and be like, you know what, that's what I want to do with my life. So probably around, like, 11, I started kind of, like, trying to do my little rap thing, and that's just been going since then.
Do you remember the first time you recorded, the first time you jumped in the studio?
Yeah, and I was horrible.
Really?
It would take like a week
to be honest.
It would be like a week to do one record. Like, seriously, that's crazy. But, you know, you learn. You know, you grow and get better. And, you know, it started off shaky, but, you know, it is what it is at this point.
So you remember, I just made perfect,
the first time,
right?
You actually... Do you remember the first time you actually went on stage to perform in front of a large crowd? How was that experience for you?
It was crazy. To be honest with you, I had an experience. My most memorable experience would be my very first single I had that came out called Do It, that dropped in 2001. And this was, like, during the Cash Money Rough Rider, like, time. And they had this really big, huge concert in Atlanta. And I was signed to Motown Records at that point, and they wanted me to open up the show. So. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to open up the show in front of 30,000 people. Oh, my God, I'm so nervous. I didn't know how big my record was or anything. I'm just this little girl stepping out on the stage by myself. Boy, I stepped out there, and that beat came on, and everybody stood up on their feet and started yelling. I was like, oh, my God, what an experience. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. Was your heart pounding? Were you sweating?
I mean, that ain't even like the half of how I was feeling. I was back there pacing the floor. I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? Oh, my God, I'm scared. I'm nervous. It's too many people. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? It was crazy.
Do you still get nervous? I mean, I know you've been in the game for a while, but, like, you know, you open up for the people still. So do you still get nervous? I mean, is it something that's faded away?
It's nowhere near at that level. Sometimes, you know, when I'm in, like, a brand new place, especially, like, when I'm in other countries, sometimes I tend to be a little nervous because I'm like, you know, do they know the words? Do they even know what I'm saying? Or are they going to understand what I'm saying, you know, in interacting with them? But it all works out. I mean, it goes away, like, instantly.
Okay. So what other female MCs in the game that you look up to, you know, as in, you know, music wise?
I think Missy's like an amazing artist. Missy's a great songwriter, you know what I'm saying? She's just a great MC, a great R&B songwriter. I mean, she's really, really dope. I was a huge Lauryn Hill fan. I was a big Little Kim fan, you know, and, you know, it's been a lot of females who have, like, really held it down for us, you know, for us females out here still going. And, you know, I just hope that we can continue to keep this female MC movement strong like it needs to be.
Okay, sounds good. Are you still an independent artist, and are you planning on being an independent artist for the rest of your career, or do you think you're ever...
Yeah, I am still independent now. And do I, you know, plan on continuing to be one? I mean, that's kind of like my goal. But at the end of the day, if the right situation comes, and it would have to be the right situation, then I may change my mind.
That's not good. Let's talk about how did you become a part of Love & Hip Hop ATL? Like, how was that opportunity brought to your attention?
They were bringing it to Atlanta, and my name came up a few times. I found out about it. Ended up having some meetings with Mona. I mean, and the crazy part is, I guess my name kept coming up because I'm Rashida, the female hip-hop artist out of Atlanta. Like, okay, this is Love & Hip-Hop Atlanta, so let's really, you know, make sense here. But, you know, after taking the meetings and stuff, you know, it clicked. It was a go, you know, and it's been a hell of an experience.
I know, it's been a wonderful, I mean, I just think about the time when I watched on the show how the accessories were so cute, you know what I mean? I know that you got your own jewelry line. Let's talk about real quick about your jewelry line. Like, how did you come about getting that together, and how long has it been in the works for you?
It's been about a year now, and accessories is something that I always liked. I was always buying them all the time. I feel like they can top off an outfit, and, you know, I talked about it so much and never really moved on it. And then one day Frost was like, you need to go ahead and do the website you've been talking about doing. Like, don't talk about it, be about it. So finally started it, you know, and started off with T-shirts that are actually like lyrics from my songs placed on the shirts, and getting the accessories. And there's music. You can buy all of my music on the website. And then I have sunglasses and purses and stuff, and it's just totally expanded, and it's doing really well, and it's just funky fly stuff for the fabulous boss chicks of the world.
And can you provide us with that website one more time so the ladies can check it out, and also the men can purchase for their wives and girlfriends?
Exactly. And I have my men's shirts and stuff coming up. They'll be up in about a week or so. I got some really dope slogans for the guys, too. So, but the website is imbossy.com. It's imbossy.com.
All right. I have a question for you. Do you feel like, since you've been on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, do you think it hurt your career or helped your career, like, as a, you know, music-wise and getting to know more to, you know, to a whole lot, you know.
I mean, it's definitely expanded my fan base, like, for real. You know, the platform has definitely done that. You know, there's people who hadn't heard my music prior to the show, and there's fans who have been like, wow, I'm so glad the world's going to be able to see the Rashida we know, you know, that underground Rashida who's been empowering us throughout the years. You know, and one thing about reality TV is it's a give and take when it comes to, you know, turning on cameras and letting them into your life. You know, you're not, everybody's not going to love you. Everybody's not going to always agree with what you say. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all about, you know, what you do in the moment and in the situation to excel yourself.
Right. Okay. I mean, being at home and watching the scenes with your family and friends, what can you say has been the most difficult scene to watch and why?
There's a few scenes I would say it's kind of difficult. Definitely the scenes between my husband and I going through, you know, the business, you know, situations that we go through and making decisions and, you know, arguing and stuff like that, which is something that happens in a marriage, and it's just in a marriage where we work together, you know, and we watch it sometimes, and, you know, we'll be sitting there saying, see, that's what I said, see what I meant, this is what I meant, you know, and we'd be backing and forth, and it's funny, you know, but it's actually helped us, you know. And as far as other situations, I mean, sometimes I feel as though, you know, some of the other things that I said could have been captured in order for things to make more sense and not seem like it's drama. But at the end of the day, it ain't nothing you can do about that.
Right. Shout out to him. I love the chemistry you guys got together, the love. I love that. Like, when I go on Twitter and I search your name, all I see is you and him on Twitter, how they love you.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Y'all are definitely a beautiful couple. And so I know an issue, like you said, on Love & Hip Hop, you guys were, you know, talking about management. So do you continue, and are you going to continue having D-Lo management?
D-Lo's always going to be a part of my career, point blank, period. I mean, you know, it's not even just a management situation. It's, you know, my label. You know what I'm saying? And D-Lo has been, you know, the major factor in my career of me being the independent artist that I am today, you know? And I'm a person who definitely believes that, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But what you got to do is continue to grow. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much what we're doing is we're growing at this point.
Okay, right, great. Right. I mean, I know everybody wants to know this. What can everybody expect on the reunion of Love & Hip Hop in Lancer?
Say that one more time.
I said everybody wants to know what can we expect on the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta reunion?
The reunion is going to be crazy, y'all. I think it's going to be like the biggest reunion. The biggest reunion on reality TV. It's a lot going on. You know, the show has a lot going on. So then you got everybody sitting there together. And, yeah, you know, everybody's definitely going to be entertained.
It's going to be major.
Right.
Pretty much.
Right. We got some more juicy questions for you, but we actually want to open the phone lines, you know what I'm saying, to get some of our listeners, you know. So we got some crazy callers that call in, but, you know, we're going to take some callers. Caller 612205, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's poppin', man? It's your boy Rello Jackson calling in from Minneapolis, man. What's poppin'?
What's
up?
Hey, Rello, how are you?
I'm doing good, man, you know, tuning in, checking it out, you know, trying to find out a little bit more about Rashida herself. And I know you basically answered the questions that I was going to ask, because I was going to ask a little bit about, like, you plan on going to a label or, you know, I know you want to be independent, want to do your thing, and you said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But don't you think that'll bring you a little bit further?
You know what? It could and it could not, because, you know, just because you get signed to a major deal doesn't necessarily mean you're going to blow up. You know, I've known several artists who have had major situations and ain't really shit happened to their career, or, you know, it didn't quite go in the direction they wanted it to go in. And my reason being for saying, you know, being independent is because I'm at a point now where, you know, I'm able to financially make money. I have a very strong fan base. I understand the business. Still got a lot to learn, but at the end of the day, when you experienced as much as I have, grown the fan base, is able to sell records, to able to sell singles, sometimes you look back and you be like, should I make that move and they own everything of mine for the rest of my life? Like, do I want to give that up, or do I want to continue to see these chicks and own my publishing and know every time, you know, a movie like Paul Blart or Mall Cop comes on and they play my song, My Bubblegum, that I'm going to see a chick, you know? So those are the type of things that you deal with.
Right, right. Okay. We're just getting to understand it.
That's what's up.
Well, I appreciate y'all letting me get a call in, man.
And we appreciate you too, Rello. Thank you for calling in.
All day.
All right. We're going to get into another caller from the 614-531.
Peace. How y'all doing? This is C Life Magnificent God Allah. Peace, you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How are you?
Hey, please, I would just like to say, first and foremost, ladies, y'all doing a wonderful job on the show. And Rashida, you too, you know, what you're doing out there, you know, pushing what you're doing is beautiful. My thing is self-sufficiency, like you were just speaking on, you know, making sure that a person can maintain creatively and also be able to flourish creatively out here, you know. And
right.
It's a lot of artists out here, especially within the city I'm in Columbus. You know, we got Big T, Freedom Masada, Unique Jewel, you know, individuals out here that's working hard and putting it in and don't want to give up that part of themselves, you know. So
right.
In doing that, what would you say, Rashida, to individuals to keep them motivated on that self-sufficiency when, you know that they share with people on certain labels and things like that, when they know that they might be better than they top artists?
Well, you know what, that's just what people got to understand, is that's where learning the business comes in. Like, it's not always about the talent. It's about the relationships. It's not even just about the talent. If that's the case, it's a lot of artists that people look at and, you know somebody who might live on your block who spit harder than some niggas out here. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
But it's not about that. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you just got to stay motivated and you got to continuously, you know, work hard and go hard for what you're trying to accomplish. Nothing comes easy, especially success in the music business. So people just got to stay focused and stay motivated and understand that you got to work hard and, you know, you got to make sacrifices, unfortunately. But if you want to reap the benefits, that's what you got to do.
And also doing the knowledge to these labels out here and knowing what you're getting into, you know. And I'm not going to take up too much of you ladies' time. Like I said, thank you all very much. I'm right here at Magnificent Management LLC, Columbus, Ohio. Rashida, I heard you was in town not too long ago, right?
You know, I was actually in, I think, Lima the other day.
Lima, okay.
Yeah, I
should have came on up and built with you. That way we could think about some tactics on helping people be self-sufficient out here.
Okay, because, hey, that Lima was off the chain, though, but I think I'll be in Columbus soon.
Well, come on and give her Magnificent Management LLC. Get the number from the Queen. Miss Queen know the girl, so I'll be with you later, y'all. Y'all be safe out there, all right? And thank y'all very much. Peace, everybody. Peace.
All right. Thank you, C-Life, for calling in. Yeah, you know, Rashida, we definitely need to get you out here because it be cracking out here. So we definitely going to work in that. So if people want to book you, who do they contact in? You know, what's the number, the email, and all that good stuff?
The booking email is dlo117@gmail.com. If you want to holler at me, follow me on Twitter. I'm at Rashida. Follow me on Instagram. I'm at Rashida, D-A, Boss Chick. And, of course, you can call through unboxy.com and get your top on. And also, people got to make sure they go and get the new album, Boss Chick Music, available on iTunes, Amazon, Google, wherever you get your online music. The album is available.
Yes, and I know you got this tracky release. I know you got this tracky release. Loving his part, "Marry Me." Let the fans know about this track.
"Marry Me" is a fun record. Actually, you know, it's the record I'm expressing to the ladies. You know, don't just put it on them, but put it on them and make them want to marry you. You know, ain't no free. Ain't no giving it to them a little bit. Give it to them for real. But you know, it's all about having fun and expressing yourself, and you know, and just doing it, you know, in my way. So that was my whole concept with the record.
Okay, well, is it okay if we get into the track for everybody to listen to it?
Of course. Let's do it. You ready?
Yes. All right, well, we're going to get into the track by my girl, Rashida. Marry Me. Let's go. We on Mix the Blow Radio, Mix Queen T and Magafia Show. Right here. Let's go.
Boy, you know you want to put a ring on my finger.
Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and put
on. Boy, you know you wanna put a ring on my finger. This loving's so good, I should never be single. He love the way I throw it like a bitch on the mound. Put it on to make him wanna wipe a bitch down. I can ride it like a cowgirl. Up, down, up, down. Such a bad girl. I handle bees in and out the bedroom. It ain't a position that I can't assume. She can't do it like me. After one night, he's addicted, oxy. Now he's stuck to me like sleep. The best he ever had, got him down on one knee. Cause I
put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and put on.
Boy, you know you wanna put a ring on my finger. This loving's so good, I should never be single. He love the way I throw it like a bitch on the mound. Put it on and make him wanna wipe a bitch down. Listen, I stay up on my fitness. Put on my genie costume and grant your wishes. When I leave, it calls love sickness. So he tie me down and eat it up like brisket. He knocked this thing out the park like A-Rod. Fly in the home plate, then I apply. I must say, the loving's so real. He do all that freaky shit, call him Little Tiger Woods.
Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him put it on and make him wanna. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and
On Twitter, all you see is now playing Marry Me by Rashida. That's like, I love the love they have for her on Twitter, Facebook. Like, she has a huge fan base, you know?
Yes, that's a blessing.
Definitely. Rashida, I love that track. Let everybody know one more time where they can find that track.
Marry Me is available on iTunes. The album is called Boss Chick Music, and Marry Me, of course, is the first single. The second single is called Legs to the Moon, featuring my girl Candy, which will be released, like, this week. So,
okay,
it's
cool.
Getting it. Yep.
I mean, what advice can you have for independent artists, especially a rap, female rap artist that's trying to get into the music industry? What advice
you know, it's a business, and, you know, it's not just about, you know, doing the music. You know, you got to, you know, you need to understand the business aspect of the game. You know, things have changed. The industry is real cutthroat, and, you know, it's a lot of ways to get burned, a lot of ways that things can happen. And, you know, I would advise somebody to try to surround themselves around good people, you know, people who will look out for your well-being, to mold the craft and go hard for what you know. Don't just think, oh, I want to be famous, and don't think that you can if to not work hard for it, because you got to work hard for it. You got to stay focused, you know, and try to be original. You know, we don't need another of something. We want new and fresh.
All right. So how do you manage to stay humble after, you know, all these years and, you know, being on one of the hottest shows on TV right now? Like, how do you manage to stay humble?
You know, I don't take nothing for granted. You know, I understand the meaning of hard work and sacrifice and gaining every fan organically and not, you know, being pushed down people throat or forced to like because radio playing it because it was paid and all that. Like, you know, my fans and everything that I've gotten, I've earned and worked for. So, you know, it keeps me motivated, you know, to keep going, you know, on days when things are rough for me or, you know, whatever the case may be. I can look to Twitter or Facebook or, you know, somewhere and somebody's inspiring me saying, hey, Rashida, you helped me get through this. You helped me, you know, get to work today. I was in a bad mood. I love your music. You helped me through my relationship, things like that, you know. You know, I was thinking about committing suicide, and I turned your song on, and you helped me just get back focused and understand that life is precious and stuff like that. That keeps me motivated.
Yes, most definitely. Do you have any upcoming shows or appearances coming up?
Yes, I just actually left West Palm Beach, Florida. I got back to Atlanta today. And I was in Lima, Ohio, and Michigan over the weekend. This weekend I'll be in Wilmington, North Carolina, Florence, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. Then I'm going to Greenville. Where else am I going? I got a few things. Louisville. That's what I could think of right off head. But it's a few things that's going on right now that I'll be doing. So Miami, Vegas, St. Louis, a lot of Kansas City. That's all I can think of right now.
Okay, cool. Well, if you can collab with any R&B female singer, who would you collab with and why?
R&B female, I like Beyonce, y'all. She's a bad bitch. Gotta give it to B. She can do what it do.
Oh, I love it.
Yo, Rashida, we got some more callers. The hotline is hot. Everybody is trying to speak to you. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, we got Rashida on the line right now. You know,
please,
you know,
press one to go live. Press one to go live.
You know what I'm saying? Rashida, we get callers from all over the place, you know, different state to state, you know, different countries. So we never know who's going to call in. So we're going to get into a call from the 323. 377, who is this and where are you calling from?
Oh, you live and clear. This your girl, Miss Sexy Mary.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm calling from Cali, baby. How you doing, Miss Magasi and Queen T? How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm good, y'all. I'm trying to enjoy this day, but I'm so hot out here.
Hey,
I didn't know. I pressed one.
Yeah, girl, you got some big minutes. So you got
Rashida
on the line.
You got a question for Rashida? Okay, tell me this. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Definitely having multiple businesses. Like, I always been the chick to juggle, you know, a lot of stuff. Holding on to my publishing and everything and making sure that's continuously feeding my family for the rest of my life. Still happily married, and you know, and definitely branching off real heavy into some movie situations. I got a few endorsements going on now, so I'm definitely looking to spread that out and just keep grinding as a woman. You know, handling my business, get my hustle on.
That's why I asked you that question, because most of us never think 5 years ahead, and we should. You know,
no, you ain't lying. And I totally agree with that. That's why I'm still an independent artist, because think about this. 5 years from now, you can still be feeding your family. You know, a lot of times people think for the now and not for the later.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that. Well, I'm lit. I ain't going to hold y'all up. I'm going to get back to listening to the show, y'all. This is Sexy Mel Big. Next to Blow, you doing your thing, mama.
Thank you.
All right, y'all.
We're going to get into another caller from the 614-285. You guys, who is this and where
are
you calling from?
What's up? You know I got a
rep. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, yes, you're live.
Rashida, Queen T and Magasia. You have a question for Rashida?
What's going on? Yeah, Rashida, I got a question. What do you think about that whole situation between K. Michelle and her close friend?
You said, I'm sorry, say that again.
What do you think about the situation between K. Michelle and her close friend?
And her close friend?
Yeah.
What situation are you talking about? You said my close friend or her close friend?
Her close friend.
Oh, I mean, you know, I think it's just got way out of hand. You know, it's just, you know, a whole lot going on with the whole situation. I think that, you know, things, you know, could be handled a whole lot better within the situation. I think that, you know, nobody has tried to, you know, stop her from telling her story. But at the same time, you know, she's got to understand that, you know, that my friend is married to somebody. And as a wife, you're going to stand by your man. And that's just how the ball bounced, you know.
Also, what is your Instagram again? Because I definitely missed that. I didn't catch it.
It's at Rashida D-A, Boss Chick.
Rashida D-A?
D-A, Boss Chick. D-A-B-O-S-S-C-H-I-C-K. Rashida the Boss Chick.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello?
Are you there? I hear you, Rashida.
Hello? Y'all's connection is real messed up.
I know. We have a real difficult time with the switchboard. I'm sorry about that.
I think Quincy's having issues on her end as well.
Hello.
As we wait for her to come back in, I just wanted to basically touch up again. You know, let everybody know exactly how they can purchase your jewelry, what website, and if you have a Twitter for your website, let us know that as well.
Okay. My website is imbossy.com. It's imbossy.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Rashida. It's R-A-S-H-E-E-D-A. And I'll spell out my Instagram. It's at Rashida the Boss Chick. It's R-A-S-H-E-E-D-A-D-A-B-O-S-S-C-H-I-C-K.
All right, cool. I mean, in the near future, will we be seeing you on other TV networks? I mean, so you have some, like, movies. I'm rolling up right now, hopefully.
I'm definitely exploring that. Yeah, I'm exploring the movie scene, you know. I got a few things that's coming my way. Nothing etched in stone at all, but just things that have been presented. And as far as television is concerned, I mean, you know, I'm just starting to get my feet wet, you know, with Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. So I'm looking forward to continuing that. And, you know, you never know where it could go from there.
Sounds good. Sounds really good. And then like you said, you know, if anybody's trying to become an artist, you know, just basically take your time and don't rush anything. It's like, you know, being an upcoming artist is a hard thing to do, especially when you're female, dealing with producers and dealing with labels and so forth and so on. And we commend you so much because we love how you've been taking your career into the right decisions, because not everybody can stay and be independent and still be successful at what they're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that a
whole lot. Okay, I guess we're still having difficulties, and we appreciate you for calling in. We're not going
right.
to take too much time of your time. We just appreciate you. And also, if you're able to, if you can follow at Miss Queen T and at She Is Magasia and at Next to Blow Radio on Twitter, we'll really
definitely
appreciate that as well.
Y'all send me a tweet, and I'll definitely follow you guys. And y'all have a great night, okay?
Thank you so much. You have a great night as well.
No problem. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, we have Rashida from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta here on Next to Blow Radio on the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. I believe we're still having technical difficulties with the switchboard as we wait for Miss Queen T to go back live with us. If you're just now tuning in, make sure you keep it locked as we try to fix the switchboard. Just bear with us, and we'll get back to you guys in a few minutes.
Hey, that's my baby. You know that's my baby,
right?
That's my baby. You know that's my baby, right?
To the moon, shawty.
I hate to see him leave, but I know he'll be back soon, and he gon' put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
Put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
We gon' do it all night, the sun tonight. It feels so right when he put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
Put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
He never gone long, and when he leave, he calls, can't wait to get home. You know that I'm ready, and on that Patron, ain't got nothing on, ain't got nothing on. It's going down, I can't wait. I send him pics to his phone, so he fixate. He called to conversate, now it's getting dirty. Had long before you get here, he said be there in a hurry. Swag off the chain. When we met, I told myself he can get this damn thing. The first time we did it all, oh, insane. Boy, we got it popping. I ain't talking champagne. No other can replace the way he do that thing when I put it in his face. He's the best. I'm singing to his tune when he spread my legs and put him up to the moon.
I hate to see him leave, but I know he'll be back soon, and he gon' put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon. I'ma put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
We gon' do it all night,
on a drug, addicted to love, addicted to the way he put my legs up above, above, above. Now I'm seeing stars on another planet, his love taking me to Mars, Mars. Work the middle, switch positions, I'm such a boss, but his love makes me so submissive. He takes his time, so attentive, I do a new trick, just a little incentive. To keep them on my team, got them on some biggie shit, hollering it was all a dream. When he met me, he know I'm down like no other. A classy, sexy, freaky chick who always keep it gutter. You know, I'm motivated, he's my motivator. And this time's amazing, such a stimulator. Stimulator. I'm wetter than a lagoon, and ready, baby, come and put these legs to the moon.
Can't see him leave. I know he'll be back soon, and he gon' put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
I'ma put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
He gon' do it all night, the sunlight. It feels so right when he put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
I'ma put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
I'm so flexible. Every time he beats it, and it really turns me on. He drives me crazy, but he goes way too deep so far, and I can't take it. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love how he takes control. I love it, I love it, I love everything he does, even when
legs to the moon.
We gon' do it all night, till the sunlight. It feels so right when he put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
Put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
Yes, yes, most definitely. That track right there is a nice, beautiful track. I just want to say shout out to everybody that was tuning in tonight to that Rashida interview on the Miss Queen T and Magasha show on the Kudlo Radio.
Magasha, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me, T?
Yeah, I have really bad signal. I can barely hear you. But we want to thank everybody for calling in. We have technical difficulties. Magasha, go ahead and keep on talking. I'm sorry.
Almost definitely. Shout out to everybody that was tuning in to the Miss Queen T and Magasha show. You know, shout out to Rashida that was tuned in. Make sure you follow her at Rashida, RASHEEDA. Make sure you follow at Miss Queen T at she is, at she underscore is underscore Magasha. That's MAGASSIA. At Next to Blow Radio with the number 2. But unfortunately, we're going to have to end the show early tonight because we are having technical difficulties. But we will have Drummer Boy back with us next Tuesday, so no worries. So make sure you tune in next Tuesday. It's at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we'll definitely get back on the ball. Once again, we have to apologize. We have to end the show tonight early, which is cool. Make sure you follow us on Twitter tonight, and we'll talk to you on Twitter.